Good morning, everyone, and welcome, and thanks for joining me right here on my morning run. Oh, we've got our first person, so I'm going to switch it back over to me. Hello, Gerda Muller here, clinical psychologist and your private practice success business coach and mentor. It is an amazing Monday morning here. Hey to the two people that's joined me. Please say hi and hello in the comments so that I know who is with me out here on this fabulous Monday morning. It rained overnight. The ground is still wet. Perfect morning run conditions. So it's been an interesting morning. There's a car coming. Peak hour traffic in Agnes Water. Hey Monique, how are you?
Hello.
All the neighbors, hope you're doing well, Monique, up in Brizzy. So, you know what? A new routine is as good as a holiday. I'm sure somebody must have said that. Or did I come up with that? I don't know. But this morning I decided, okay, I got up an hour earlier than normal, and I decided to start a new running app. So you guys would probably know, if you follow me on social media, that I go running most weekdays, right? Minimum would be 3 days a week. Most of the time, it's 5 days a week. So it's probably average on four. Actually, no, it's 5 days a week. Monday to Friday, I go for a run. And I often share stuff whilst I'm running, right? With its photos or a live stream. Just for the record, that was a pretty steep hill that I've just done. But anyway, this out of breath is part of the message, right? So I've been doing that pretty consistently. But it's like I knew that I'm not improving. Yes, I might get up. I might get out there. I'm doing the self-care. I mean, I love my morning runs. I process so much stuff. I come up with the best business ideas, the best business strategies whilst I am on my morning run, right? And stuff. I just love it. And when I can't go, I'm like cranky, actually, because I get so much from it. But it's like somewhere I knew that I've reached like a ceiling or a level, and my times, my fitness level wasn't improving anymore. So I signed up for this app. I started walking and I just went, no, that's it. I'm getting this app. It's the running app. And for a moment I thought, oh, maybe I'll just do the month-to-month subscription, right? Although it's like double, almost three times the price of the annual one, because I thought, what if I don't maintain it, right? And I went, actually, that just tells you, Gerda, that you're not invested. If you are now already leaving the back door open to potentially only doing month-to-month, i.e. stopping at some point, this ain't gonna work. So I committed and I signed up for the here and I started doing it. And it's like the week one, day one that I did today. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It was pretty tough. I've done the whole thing. So it's like just over 30 minutes, but I normally go for an hour. So it's finished already. That's why I'm talking to you now. Hey Sarah, how are you? And they tell you like 5 minutes warm up, then run for a minute, walk for 2 minutes, run for a minute. And oh my goodness, you know what happened? Because somebody else was telling me to run, for that minute, I actually ran. I didn't do a jog. I didn't like run for 5 to 10 seconds and went, getting out of breath, I'm gonna stop now. I kept running and I kept running. Until she said, okay, time to walk. Well done, right? And I had shin splints. I had that burning chest. I was just like out of breath. I did not have a stitch. I will say that. Did not have a stitch. But the bottom line is this. I mean, it wasn't even full on. But because I had this voice telling me to run, to stop, to run, stop, to keep running, I did it. And that, people, is accountability. It's really hard to keep yourself accountable. Yes, I keep myself accountable to get up, get dressed in my morning run clothes. Oops, there we are. Get dressed in my morning run clothes and I get out there. Okay, and I actually go, whether it's raining, sun shining, I actually love running in the rain. That's not my problem. That I can do. It's like an issue going, getting up and going to work or going to your practice, right? The issue is what you do when you get there, right? You can go into the practice every day. Like, I can come out here on the road every day. Doesn't mean I'm going to improve. If I just cruise, although I think I'm working hard, right? I don't come out to cruise. I want to get something from my morning run. I normally think that I'm doing pretty well. I still get out of breath, do all of that stuff, right? So you might be going to the practice and thinking, oh, you're doing what you need to do. But, you know, it will probably be good enough. But the question is that really your best? Is that really the best you have to offer, your practice? And if you asked me last week if I'm giving it my best on my morning run, I would have said hell yes, because I didn't know that I could do better. And that's, again, hey Noni, how are you? The thing about, hey Amanda, how are you? That's the thing about accountability. It's your secret weapon, right? It's your secret weapon. It's why most people do better going to the gym when they have a PT, a personal trainer, right? You need to keep yourself accountable. I was just reminded of that again this morning. I mean, it's something that I know, right? And I practice it as a business owner. So I've had a business coach consistently since 2012 now. 2012, I had my first business coach. It's now 2020. So for the last 8 years, I've always had a business coach. Of course, the fact of the matter is, my business coach, just like my app this morning, put me in pain. And I'm one of those people that I step up when I'm in pain. Okay, I'm motivated by pain. So people are either motivated by pain or motivated by pleasure. Now, Yeshua, I'm also motivated by pleasure. This to me is pleasure. Being able to build a business that allows me to live remotely, be completely hands-off, you know, still get an income, doesn't matter how much or how little I work. This is the pleasure part. But I put myself in a position of pain in order to get here, like pain, right? Not like, I'm not a sadist or anything like that. I'm talking like made myself uncomfortable, setting myself stretch goals, having uncomfortable conversations, making difficult decisions that I would otherwise just have avoided because we are all comfortable, right? Why make things difficult? But the thing is, we can't grow, we can't scale unless we do get uncomfortable. And that is why accountability is so important. So just a little note to you this morning, right? Just an idea, do some self-reflection and ask yourself whether you need to get some accountability for yourself, whether that is a peer, a buddy, a professional mentor, doesn't matter who it is, just get some accountability for yourself, because it makes such a difference. And before I go, just a quick reminder, everybody, that Elevate 2020 Connect is happening on 29, 30, and 31 July. 3 days of top-notch learning, content, practical content, stuff for you to implement, strategies, but also mindset breakthroughs from the leading thought leaders within our industry, right? It is 3 days of immense learning. I know majority of you that's here live with me already have your tickets. You are true rock stars, superstars actually. Superstars bigger than a rock star, I think. Superstars. But if you don't have your ticket, it's $300, I think, more or less. $300, actually $297 plus GST for 3 days of training. How awesome and amazing is that? Hey, it's like, it should be $300 a day, but you're getting it $300 for freaking 3 days, and it's all recorded, which means you don't have to be there live. I would love for you to be there live, right? It's just going to make it so much more fun for all of us there. So much more interactive. These Q&A sessions, you know, all of the stuff. Do check out the website. And please share it with your peers. Share it with colleagues. Okay, don't keep this a secret. Okay, step into abundance and share this far and wide, because I believe that every clinician that are just thinking about private practice, to every practice owner that already has a humongous private practice, even multiple locations, and all people in between will get absolute value from attending Elevate 2020 Connect, right? And therefore, I think that every allied health professional in Australia should be attending. I truly believe that. Like, absolutely believe that they should be there and they should get a copy at the very least of the recordings, which is like $300. It's nothing. It's nothing. But I really wanted to make it as easily accessible from a financial standpoint for everybody, given everything that we've been through, right? So please share it. The website is elevate2020.com.au/virtual. Of course, this is of course the virtual version. Next year, March 2021, we will be having a freaking awesome 2021 event. I have actually engaged, that's the professional word, engaged a professional event planner that's now going to help me to take Elevate 2020. It's still going to keep its name, it's still going to keep the name. So 2020 was never about the year. It just happened to be a coincidence. So the name will stay Elevate 2020, irrespective of what calendar year we're in, because it's about hindsight being 2020 and having this amazing elevation experience where you can come together. Of course, I'm hoping all things going well, if it's a major success, which I'm planning to make it, that we can make this an annual event where it's really about hindsight, getting people that's been there, done that, that's learned the hard lessons, come and share with everybody what it is that they've learned, what works, what doesn't work. And that's where the 2020 comes from, learning from other people's experiences. Because that's part of, I guess, my mission, right? Is to break the industry isolation mold, to get people to start talking about what worked for them, what didn't work, all of that type of stuff. And by sharing that knowledge, almost like breaking confidentiality of what it is that I do in my business, right? Because that's, people found it so hard when I started running my PPS workshops like 5 years ago. Oh my goodness, Gerda, you're giving away all your intellectual property, all your trade secrets, all your competitive advantage, right? And I had people attend my stuff that had like the one practice at my masterclass. They're like just on the other block, the opposite block of the road from my one practice, right? And people are thinking I'm crazy, but it's like, no, I'm not. Okay, we need to help one another. We need to support one another. We need to break the confidentiality. Now, I'm not saying that you need to give away all your trade secrets. I'm happy to do it, right? But there's a lot of stuff that we can share with one another to break that isolation, to uplift one another, and in doing so, uplift our profession. Because our profession, allied health, needs a heck of a lot of upliftment. And that's a completely different conversation for another day, right? Because I personally don't like the term allied health. We are actually all specialists in what we do. That's just my opinion, right? Obviously, we're not allowed to call ourselves specialists, but you know, that's just what I believe. I stick to the rules. So I guess the bottom line is we have a lot of work to do to uplift our industry. And that is the whole, you know, long-term goal for me with Elevate 2020, is to consistently be elevating one another, our professions, our individual disciplines, our industry of private practice. And when we do all of that, guess what happens? We elevate our clients, our client community. We step into that place where we are better suited to provide services, better suited to provide access and high quality clinical client care. And ultimately, that is why we all became helping professionals, right? So that stuff is all interlinked. The more each of us works on our own mindset, on our own business skills, and learn how to run our business more effectively, it is to the benefit not only of us, right? And we often get judged as private practice business owners, but when we run a profitable and therefore long-term sustainable private practice, guess what? Guess who wins? The clients, right? The clients. There's this golden thread that connects you and your willingness to elevate your learning, your growth, your mindset, to being able to help more people in better ways. And that is why I do what I do. So went on a bit of a tangent there, but couldn't help myself. So the bottom line for today is do some self-reflection. Are you in need of some extra accountability? If so, decide at what level do you need that. And please do, more cars. That's a big roundabout at the end of the road. Do join us at Elevate 2020 Connect. And please invite as many of your colleagues as possible along so that we can uplift this profession that we all love so dearly. More people, that's Rebecca waving. I'll let you go. Have an amazing Monday, have an amazing week. And as always, remember, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice. Bye for now.